Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
I'll go back to the court. I think that Donald Trump will probably get his fourth nomination to the Supreme Court either this year or maybe next year.
Because someone retires.
Justice Sam Alito.
Justice Sam Alito.
He was nominated, took the bench in 2006 after nearly two decades on the court.
Wow. How about that? That was Jan Crawford on CBS. They were all making predictions for 2025, and she thinks Donald Trump gets another pick for a Supreme Court justice. He might get two. You never know. There are all kinds of reports about Sotomayor's health not being great. I mean, that would certainly be one of the things that could happen. Lots to going on, for sure, in 2025. And before we even get there, we got Dan Snell with us this morning. Of course, he is an analyst and an observer, just like I am, of a lot of these things that are happening right now. And Dan, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark. Happy Monday to you and all your St. Louis listeners. Right across the state, I'm in Kansas City, so we're just from the East Coast to the West Coast. Always great to be with you.
Well, it is. It's great to have you on. Are you a big Chiefs fan?
Well, yeah, we're having a pretty good season. I'm saying number three, the trophy number three, will be coming our way. And I still am a Rams fan from the days when they were there with you. I know that's a sensitive topic, but they'll always be a St. Louis team.
You know, it's tough. I'll always be a fan of the greatest show on turf. There's a bad taste in the mouth of St. Louisans after the way they were treated, and they still can't, even now they're still trying to determine how to spend all of that law, all of that legal settlement they got from the Rams here in the city. So I don't know. I'm with you. There are a lot of Kansas City fans over here now that the Rams have gone away and they don't really have their own hometown team to root for anymore, other than the Battle Hawks.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's kind of a segue. That's what Donald Trump, he has gathered his fans like the Chiefs. He's become the number one team in the land, the greatest show on earth. He'd like to hear that about him. He'd like to be called the greatest show on earth, I'm sure. And a lot of things happening there in Washington, from Florida to Washington to Canada to Panama to Greenland.
Yeah, what do you do?
The news.
What do you do? I mean, I saw where those two Canadian ministers were flying down to Mar-a-Lago to kind of talk to Trump. I guess they're all worried about tariffs. And you got to give him credit for rattling cages before he even takes office.
Yeah, I think this time, you know, it's not his first rodeo, as they say, and he's got a little more gravitas. He's been there before, so he's acting like he's been there before. It is his style, you know, from the Art of the Deal book. He's always looking at how can I maybe gain a position to negotiate with. And so whether it's tariffs or the fentanyl issue or immigration or any way to help America have an edge, he's now up front and out front. He's doing such a good job, I think, in these this span before January 20th and the inauguration. He's done it a lot better this time. And Canada, you know, they came down there. Of course, Justin Trudeau, he'd already been down there. And I'd say with a smile, he probably went home not feeling too good, because everything from Trump's posting he should be replaced by Wayne Gretzky and calling him a governor. So he sent a couple of ministers there. And who wouldn't want, if you're in Canada, who wouldn't want to go to Florida in December? And they talked.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, who wouldn't want to go down there? I mean, here's the thing. You're right. Trump knows how to negotiate, just like he did. He got NATO members to pay up when they weren't paying up because he threatened, although he don't think he had ever intention of leaving NATO. But he's masterful at that. And just like in Mexico, I think that the leftist president they have in Mexico now is about to be introduced to Donald Trump's way of getting things done. But, you know, he already told her she's going to have to do something about these cartels. And she basically told him to mind his own business and Mexico would do what they want. I mean, America's the 900-pound gorilla in the room. I'm not quite sure of what she thinks she's going to accomplish. I would be betting on Donald Trump in that case. How about you?
Yeah, I think so. I think she's going to have an awakening as to the power and realistically the true power of the United States. The leader of the free world, and how we are, but also how Donald Trump does business. And if you look at this whole issue, I know those two ministers went down there, and I think they met with Tom Homan, the border czar, and our upcoming Secretary of Commerce, Howard Lutnick, to talk about tariffs and border. And, you know, it's interesting. We've got 19, everybody pays attention to the border in Mexico, right? And it's 1,900 miles and four states. But Canada and the United States, 5,500 miles and 13 states it spans. It's the largest borderline in the world. And yet, I'm sure the good thing about Donald Trump is he looks at a fresh look and he goes, wait a minute, that's the huge border. What if they're doing, and what if the bad guys or the terrorists or the smugglers or the cartels are moving in from Canada instead of Mexico? So I think paying attention to Canada and putting them on notice is a good thing.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there. We're talking to Dan Snell. You know, it's that, and it's like this situation with what is it, Greenland, and then the Panama Canal. I actually watch, like, Donald Trump suggests these things, and I'm watching the left-wing commentators on this weekend debate. Well, if he would have to go to war. He talks about not wanting to get involved in a foreign war. He'd have to go to war to take back the Panama Canal. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't think anybody's talking about going to war. He's talking about the fact this was a horrible decision to give that away to begin with, and he knows what China is doing to try to control it. And why would we allow that to happen? These are questions the Biden administration should have been asking.
Yeah, I think so. I think Donald Trump is on the right path there. You know, with respect, I know that the Panama Canal went back during Jimmy Carter. God bless him, rest his soul. Everybody always said, you know, oh, he was not a good president. But, you know, his life spanning 100 years is a good representation. What I write about in The Winsome Candidate is a life of public service. Did he do everything perfect as president? No, but he was the one that gave it back. And so my hope is Donald Trump will go to Jimmy Carter's funeral and say some kind words and then handle this Panama thing well. But, you know, what's funny is when he first said that about all these countries, I thought, well, that's kind of different. That's weird. But then if you think about it, having Canada as part of one nation, that with 60% of our oil imports come from Canada, and for the protection in the world, Greenland would be a good thing. And who's to say that the new world doesn't have a different look to it as we go into a more global world?
Yeah, it's true. I said that about Carter this morning. I mean, I kind of cut my political teeth and my awareness on the Carter administration. I remember in high school, I was so looking forward and campaigning back then for Ronald Reagan, even though I couldn't vote yet. It was so important to me that Carter not be president anymore. That doesn't take anything. I mean, he made some bad decisions as president. Doesn't take anything away from what he accomplished afterwards. I don't agree with some of the ways maybe he tried to dabble in foreign policy that I don't think was in the best interest of the United States after he left office. But you still got to give the guy credit. He polished his image a great deal after he left Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, I think history will be kind to him. In my book, The Winsome Candidate, I write about, and I was blessed in my life to shake hands with five United States presidents, and he was one of them. And actually, this is going to date me, but the very first time I got to vote for president, I voted for Jimmy Carter because I'm a small-town guy, born in Nebraska, small town. He was Plains, Georgia, small-town guy, smiled a lot. He looked like, I didn't even really know about the Winsome Way book I was going to write, but he had kind of a winsome smile. How you doing? Thank you. Jimmy Carter. I'm running for president. You know, and he kind of had a folksy way. You know, historian, first guy to ever walk the entire, in the inauguration, walk the entire way from the Capitol to the White House. And now other presidents do it like it's something special, but he did it first. So I think history will be kind to him. But God bless Ronald Reagan. When I first got involved in politics, I was his campaign chairman in Lancaster County, Lincoln, Nebraska. The youngest of a county of 100,000 ever in the country. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm a Reagan and JFK guy, but that will date me.
How can people find out more about the book?
TheWinsomeCandidate.com. TheWinsomeCandidate.com is my website, but they can on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, The Winsome Way or The Winsome Candidate. And always great to be with you, Mark. You're a winsome guy. And stay winsome there in St. Louis.
Dan Snell, thank you. Happy New Year.
All right. Best to you.
Yeah, take care. We appreciate that. Winsome, I've been called handsome, but not winsome before, Carl.
Winsome, loosome.
Winsome. That's been a few years, but certainly. That's an interesting point of view on that. You know, I don't wish ill on somebody after they're dead. I mean, Carter did a few good things. I think the Habitat for Humanity and all that. I certainly didn't agree with some of his Middle East dabblings over the years, because what he was doing was not in the best interest of Israel ever, in my opinion. And I think that's proven out since he left office. Every Democrat administration has tried to do this two-state solution thing. That ship's never going to sail. It's just not. You can't do that. That is not the solution to the Middle East, but that's a issue for a different day.
Get more at 971talk.com.